This is Brian Drebber. Most of you know me as Dreb, and you're listening to MotoGP OD.
Hello, welcome to MotoGP OD, the internet radio show about motorcycle road racing. I'm your host, Bob Hayes, and today is Friday, the 18th of November, 2005. It has been an extremely busy week for me, and I have to tell you, I just did not have a lot of time to prepare for this episode, so it might run a little bit short. But I do have some very interesting news, stuff that keeps on happening, off-season or not. And when it happens, and I can find it, I will talk about it. We're also going to give away a couple more of those way cool 2006 American Road Racer calendars. It's getting close to the end of the year, so you're going to need a calendar real soon. And if you missed out on the last contest, this is your chance to join Sam Migliori and John Owen as lucky winners of one of these very, very cool items. I'm going to pass on details about that at the end of the show. Before we get to all that, I'd like to give a big thank you to Alan Litchfield for his generous donation to the cause. Appreciate that a lot. Thank you very much, Alan. It's always well received. Thank you. And I've got a little bit of an update on the Team 65 Josh Cern fundraising auction on eBay. Last I checked, the bidding was up over $3,000. So that's pretty cool. I think it can go higher than that. The picture that they're auctioning off, it has like 83 top name autographs, is definitely worth more than that to the right buyer. Not to mention the fact that all the money goes to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a great cause. And they got a mention on the official MotoGP.com website, which will surely help. Oddly, no word of any mention whatsoever on Speed TV, which is, you know, too bad. Opportunities lost. Scooped by a podcasting hobbyist. Former for Speed TV, but I guess that's how it works. In any case, that auction ends on Sunday, November 20th, just a couple days away here, Sunday at 6:28 Pacific time. So keep your eyes on it on eBay, and if you've got the cash, you know, why don't you consider putting in a bit of your own? Like I said, it's an awesome fundraiser. It goes to an awesome cause. It gives you an awesome picture. I also want to mention a motorcycle website that's pretty darn cool that I found. It's motorcycleandscooter.com, all one big word and spelled out. With, you know, and motorcycleandscooter.com. Of course, I'll put a link on the MotoGPOD website as well. Motorcycle and Scooter is actually going to be a printed magazine very shortly, and it's a reincarnation of America's most eclectic motorcycle publication that was formerly known as City Cycle Motorcycle News. And that was always an amazing magazine that sent writers to GPs and in China and just all sorts of great stuff like that. So it'll be really good when we start getting a print version of Motorcycle and Scooter magazine. But until then, check out the website. It's currently more of a blog than a sort of a magazine site, but it's very interesting. And Mark Kalin writes some good stuff up there. He's got some videos posted and all kinds of other stuff going on too. And I reported last week that the Dantin Pramac Ducati team would announce their riders for next season, but it hasn't happened yet that I can find. I'm kind of curious about this because James Ellison tested for them at Valencia and he did really well. And I'd like to see him ride, you know, alongside Robbie Rolfo next year when that team's going to be racing the 2006 version of the Ducati Desmosedici. So I'm going to keep my eyes open about that, and I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything. Yeah, former Team KR rider Shane Shaky Byrne will race for Rizla Suzuki in the 2006 British Superbike Championship aboard a factory-backed Suzuki GSX-R 1000. You remember that Shaky rode the KTM-powered Team KR motorcycle for the first half of the 2005 MotoGP season until KTM pulled the plug on engine supplies and money, which pretty much left Byrne without a ride. He's then substituted for Troy Bayliss on the Camel Honda for the Malaysian and Qatari rounds, but unfortunately he didn't make a whole huge amount of an impression, so he ended up losing out on a MotoGP ride in the silly season musical chairs game there. But last week, he signed a contract to ride a Rizla Suzuki in the 2006 BSB season alongside teammate James Hayden, which is kind of cool. Byrne is quoted as saying, "I had options in World Superbike, MotoGP, and British Superbike, and I chose Rizla Suzuki. I'm all done with not winning and having no fun racing. I want to be at the front again, something that's not happened much in the last 2 years for me in MotoGP." And I'm sure that's true. Better to be a big fish in a small pond and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, good luck to Shaky. He's a talented guy. I think he's still got several good years ahead of him. It's unfortunate that his MotoGP experience didn't work out all that well. But there sure as hell worse places than in British Superbike, which you can probably ask Max Biaggi about in a month or two. And in any case, Shaky will make his on-track debut for Rizla Suzuki in a Spanish test in December. Carlos Checa will fly to Malaysia with the Honda Pons team for the last testing session of the winter, which is at Sepang at the end of this month. Unfortunately, it happens right as I am leaving for 2.5 weeks, so coverage of that testing session on MotoGPOD will be a little late, but we are going to cover it. Team Honda Pons still hasn't lined up the necessary budget to take part in the 2006 MotoGP season, but I'm sure they're going to figure that one out, and it looks like Checa will be riding for them alongside Casey Stoner, most likely. 2005 Pons riders Troy Bayliss and Alex Barros are gone. Bayliss is definitely going to World Superbike. That's been, you know, formally announced. And I would look for Barros there as well, according to unnamed sources. And no, I did not just make that up. I actually truly did hear that through the grapevine, that you can probably count on Barros being in World Superbike next year. Barros has had a real good career in MotoGP, but it might be kind of time for him to move on. Strictly speaking, it might be kind of time for Checa to move on as well, but he's apparently managed to work out a deal for at least one more year in MotoGP. Another rider that's moving on is Alex Hoffman, who rode for the Kawasaki Racing Team in 2005. Hoffman's looking at various options outside MotoGP because he still hasn't got a ride for 2006, and he probably will not find one in MotoGP. After a fairly uninspiring and injury-filled year with Hoffman, Kawasaki decided to go with Randy Dipugnier, who's coming up from the 250s, and he has been signed for Kawasaki for next year. Hoffman said, "On my side, it's not like I'm trying to get anywhere at any cost. I'm considering the possibility to switch to superbikes, but if this option doesn't work out, I think I can land a role as a test rider or as a substitute rider. Unfortunately, I already went through this in 2002, but in any case, I'll do all I can to get a good bike." Kawasaki Racing Team gathered at Valencia to say goodbye to Hoffman, and he was presented with a replica Ninja ZX-RR mini bike, which just goes to show you that not all MotoGP riders are compensated equally, as if we didn't know that already. Things are not looking too good for Max Biaggi in MotoGP, and between an article that hit the news wires on Tuesday and an excellent commentary by Dennis Noyes that was on the Speed TV website, I've pieced together quite a bit of news here about Max. I'm going to put a link to that Dennis Noyes column up on the MotoGPOD website, and you really should take a look at that column. It's well worth the read. It's very, very entertaining and informative. But basically, it works out that Max is hosed. He has no ride for 2006 right now. On Tuesday, Eurosport reported that he was in talks with, get this, none other than Team Roberts. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that it would be actually kind of neat for Team KR to get a rider of Max's quality. And because the team has an engine deal with Honda for next year, they might conceivably have a competitive motorcycle. But that's a big old might. And as for old Max, you know, to fall so far so fast that he's now shopping the teams that are just continually at the bottom of the grid is really just amazing. And the whole thing started going to hell in a handbasket for Max when he made a few comments in Australia during the Phillip Island round, comments that were supposed to be off the record, something to the effect that his lack of performance was not due to any of his own problems, but it was all because his Honda motorcycle was unrideable and Honda, the team, had sabotaged his season and it was not his fault and blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. Now, these comments were apparently overheard right there on the spot by a Honda PR type, which is bad enough, but they also seem to have made it into the Italian press, which is an absolute disaster for Max. Honda, the company, was pissed. They were so mad that they were going to have Toru Ukawa ride the factory Repsol Honda at that last round in Valencia a couple weeks ago, until it was pointed out to them that they couldn't just replace a non-injured rider whenever they felt like it. They even shipped, you know, leathers, Repsol leathers with Yukawa's name and everything. I mean, they were ready to do it. But, you know, somebody pulled the plug on that, IRTA or Dorna or whatever. Depends on which version you believe. I wouldn't be too surprised if HRC considered having a few, you know, big tough guys come over and pay Max a little visit to sort of take care of that no injury problem. But in any event, at the end, Max ended up riding at Valencia. And so things were in pretty shaky ground for Max already with Honda for the whole last half of the season, but all of that sealed the deal. Honda even put the hammer down on all their satellite teams and told them in no uncertain terms that Max cannot ride a Honda for any team. These teams know what side their bread is buttered on, so they fell into line, and that scuttled Max's hope of going back to the Camel Honda Pons team like he had kind of banked on. So no sweat, you might think. Max can surely find a seat on a team. I mean, he's an excellent rider, especially with his strong ties to Camel, and the fact that he's going to bring some serious sponsor money with him shouldn't be a big problem. Well, apparently it is a big problem. The word is out amongst the big four Japanese manufacturers, and Max is not welcome at that party. He basically burned his bridges with Yamaha when he made similar comments about the motorcycle being the problem. It was not Max's fault way back in 2003 when he was riding Yamaha. And even Suzuki and Kawasaki have turned down the opportunity to have Max on the team. He's just got too much of a reputation as being difficult. So the last word has not yet been said on this, but I'd be really interested to see if Team KR signs him. Kenny Roberts Sr. seems like the guy who's not going to put up with any crap from anybody. And then there's the other rumors running around about the possibility of Kenny Roberts Jr. riding for Team KR. It's been reported that Team KR is only going to run one machine again next year. But, you know, if they got a cash infusion, much like Max might bring from Camel cigarettes, maybe they can field two riders next season. That would be kind of cool. And, I mean, can you imagine having Biaggi and Jr. out there on Honda-powered Team KR machines? I think it would make things extremely interesting. Oh, well, that's going to about do it for today. But before I sign off, one last thing, and that's the contest details. We're going to give away two more copies of the American Road Racer 2006 calendar, and we're going to do it the same way we did last time. Just send an email to me at contest@motogpod.com before Thursday, November 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Remember, contest@motogpod.com. It's contest singular, no S at the end, and motogpod.com. I'll put a link on the motogpod.com website as well, of course, and the Thursday deadline is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, so for all of you American listeners out there, don't let the tryptophan in that turkey kick in before you send the email. No sleeping. Get your contest entries in. Then I'm going to randomly draw two winners from all the emails that I receive. So, you know, if you entered one last time and you didn't win, make sure you enter again. You can see the calendar on the American Road Racer website, which is at, strangely enough, AmericanRoadRacer.com. And they actually, he's selling those there. So if you don't want to take your chances on, you know, not winning one and you want to get one in time for Christmas and all that, maybe make a great gift. I've also been told by Mark Sorensen that many of the calendars going out will be signed by Colin Edwards and that your chances are actually better than you might think. And he didn't give me any sort of exact numbers of what kind of percentage of the ones going out the door would have that signature or how many he's got that are signed by Colin Edwards, but apparently he's got quite a few signed by Colin Edwards, and he's going to randomly insert those into the orders, so you just never know. You might be the lucky one that orders a signed Colin Edwards 2006 copy of that American Road Racer calendar. And I will pay for international shipping on this contest, so if you are an international listener out there, which is like 45% of the audience, come on, send in the email. It's a very, very cool calendar. Doesn't matter where you live. You don't have to be American to appreciate it. Some beautiful photography, good calendar. So, contest@motogpod.com, and we'll announce those winners on the next Friday show. Like I said, today was a little bit of a short show. Kind of apologize for that. I've got lots of ideas, and I've been getting a ton of great email suggestions with even more ideas from listeners for all kinds of great things to do during the winter, and it's really cool. I do appreciate it, and I wanted to do some of those, and I was honestly going to be doing some of this stuff this week, but it's been the week from hell as far as real life stepping in. So I just ran out of time this week completely. So don't forget, I will have a show next week because, of course, we've got to announce those winners on November 25th. But after that, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a mandatory break. So it's not a vacation. Unfortunately, I've got some reserve commitments for training that I kind of have to take care of. So there'll be a break of at least three episodes during December. But it's a good time to have a little hiatus, you know, better than right in the middle of the season or something like that. So it all works out in the end. And pretty much until next week, I guess that's going to take care of it. And so long, and I will talk to you later.
MotoGP is a trademark of Dorna Sports SL. The MotoGPOD podcast and MotoGPOD.com are not affiliated with Dorna Sports SL. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners. MotoGPOD isn't affiliated with any of them.